Please.
Mr. Chairperson, Malaysia thanks the esteemed speakers for their valuable insights. Our discussion is timely and absolutely necessary. Malaysia fully concurs that international cooperation and solidarity are crucial given the dire and multifaceted consequences of COVID-19, especially on developing countries. We look forward to exchanging views and sharing best practices on this pertinent issue in the course of our two-day discussion. Malaysia is committed to supporting a sustainable and inclusive recovery that leaves no one behind through a whole-of-society approach. On 15 June 2021, our Prime Minister announced the National Recovery Plan that outlines a strategy for Malaysia to safely and successfully exiting the pandemic, accepting that even with vaccines, COVID-19 will still remain among the community. The recovery plan will guide the nation towards the restoration of lives and livelihoods, whereby it has been carefully developed using clearly defined evidence-based indicators. Despite economic restraints, Malaysia has implemented robust social protection, public health and fiscal stimulus measures to save lives and livelihoods. Malaysia is also providing vaccination for all for free, irrespective of citizenship status. As of 5 October 2021, 24.1 million of our population have received their first vaccination dose, amounting to 73.8% of our population, while 20.8 million people have received the second dose, totaling 63.8% of the population who are fully vaccinated. On average, 300,000 people are vaccinated daily. Malaysia hopes to achieve herd immunity against COVID-19 once it has inoculated at least 80% of its 32 million population by October 2021 to reduce infections, hospitalizations, and deaths. Malaysia strongly reiterates that early, equitable, and affordable access to COVID vaccines and medicines. We take this opportunity to welcome WHO's global COVID-19 vaccination strategy, which aims to get vaccines to 40% of people in all countries by the end of 2021 and 70% by the middle of 2022. In closing, Malaysia wishes to reaffirm its commitment to continue pushing the human rights and development agenda forward despite the pandemic through robust, targeted, sustainable and practical national policies and programs. Towards this end, we remain steadfast to continue constructive engagement with the relevant UN mechanisms. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.